We continue here on the Sports Grind. Jake Asman in for the Sports Grind, taking you till Patrick Creighton at 5 p.m. Eastern time. Obviously, the big story in Major League Baseball is the start of the National League Champion Series later tonight, and of course, the American League Championship Series tomorrow night. And now joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line to talk all things Major League Baseball is the great Brian Kenny of the MLB Network. Brian, been a huge fan of your work for a long time. A pleasure to get you on the show. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you for saying that. Appreciate that.
Is this the best time of the year for you? I know as a baseball junkie, I mean, when I think of people that cover baseball, when I think of people that cover the postseason, you're one of the first guys I think of.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess so. You know, I mean, I love all different aspects of it. I mean, I love middle of the summer when it's just the rhythm of the game and Hall of Fame induction ceremonies and all that. I like off-season when you have time to really think things through and try to go into roster construction and free agents and trades and signings. But, yeah, there's nothing quite like the intensity of the division series when you have several games a day and then league championship series when you've got games every night. To really dig into the tactics. So, yeah, I do love that. I don't know if I love it more, but it's definitely the most intense.
Let me ask you this. Out of the four teams remaining, what stands out to you? What are these teams? What have they all been able to do that it has allowed them to get to this point?
Well, we're in an era of super teams. So there are three super teams here, and you have one team crashing the party. So the Brewers are not at the level in terms of production. Doesn't mean they're not as good a team. You know, the game is played out on the field. It's in the real world. They've built up an excellent bench. You know, I've been talking about this for the last few weeks. Like the Brewers have a bench like, you know, National League teams used to have in like the 1980s and 70s. It's like they have real guys on the bench coming off. Obviously, their bullpen is deep, so they don't have the starting pitching of the other clubs. But with that versatility, they can compete. And the other three are just stacked. They're monstrous. I think the Astros are still the best team in baseball. But the Red Sox, I mean, you're talking a 108-win team, even in an era where you have haves and have-nots, and you could argue that it's slightly inflated, fine. And the Dodgers are extremely deep, and they've been able to make up for the loss of their superstar shortstop. So these are monster teams. You know, there's a dynamic at play that's causing it. It's not that, you know, teams now are just better. It's that there, you know, there's a proper understanding of when you're going for it and when you're not. And when a number of teams are not going for it and are willing to trade pieces to rebuild, then you have an accumulation of wealth at the top. And that's, and the best part of that is that when you get to the playoffs, you have nothing but great teams playing each other.
Brian, you mentioned the Dodgers, and of course, they're going up against a Brewers team that has just had an outstanding year. But you look at the Dodgers, they've won the National League West six straight years. They went to Game 7 of the World Series last year. I mean, how important is it for this group to finally get over the hump and win a championship?
I don't know. I you know, it's funny. I don't look at it that way. I don't look at it like that, you know, they haven't won since 88. You know, Justin Turner, you know, was he alive in the day? I guess he was just, it was like a 2-year-old in 1988. You know, like, it doesn't mean anything. I was alive in 1988, you know, so I guess it means something to Dodger fans who are my age. But otherwise, I don't think it becomes a thing like that until you become the Nationals, right? Like, if you're the Nationals, right, you can say, is it important for them to get through the first round? Yes, because it's those are the actual guys who can't get through the first round. Or coming back next year, hey, look, the Cubs, right? They won the championship. We thought they'd be in some sort of dynasty mode at this point. Hasn't quite happened. Will there be some pressure to break through again? Yes. But I don't, you know, the Dodgers have never been, I mean, it's tantalizingly close getting to Game 7 last year, but it's not as if this core in particular has been at the top and now their window is closing. They're still building toward the future with their young core.
When you look at the Brewers, do they have enough starting pitching to go toe-to-toe with the LA Dodgers and what they bring to the table?
Well, that's the magic of it, is no, they don't have enough starting pitching, but can they go toe-to-toe? Yes, I believe they can, because bullpenning is effective, because you don't have to sit out there anymore. And then, look, the Dodgers don't do this either. You don't have to sit out there anymore and watch your starting pitcher absorb runs. Again, the Dodgers famously were out in front of it last year, but the way Craig Counsell is putting this club together, he's going to try to exploit platoon matchups. He can flip that order around as he goes lefty, righty, and then lefty again with Josh Hader. So I think they will neutralize a lot of things by being creative, by being innovative, by using their initial outgetter, their opener, bullpenning, you know, do what makes sense. Guys will be going 3 innings, 2 innings, 2 outs, maybe 4 or 5 innings here and there, but you don't have to rely on this 19th century model anymore.
Talking with Brian Kenny of the MLB Network. You, of course, can watch Brian host MLB Now. Plus, Brian will be part of MLB Network's MLB Tonight coverage, which will air live and before after every LCS and World Series game. So you mentioned the bullpen, Brian, and you've been really at the forefront of this, just watching on TV all these years. Do you like where the game is at with teams over-reliance on the bullpen? And, you know, sometimes, you just said it, maybe you only need 3 innings from your starter, and then, boom, you're going to a bunch of relievers.
I love this. This is a golden era of tactics. You know, now it's you don't have to just roll. Think about like what this would be like in the old days. Well, first of all, the Brewers wouldn't be here. But if the Brewers were here, they would say, well, you know, we got Julius Chacin, and we'll do our best, and Wade Miley, and he's pitched well, and we'll see what we can do. No, like, why accept that? Yes, Julius Chacin can't match up with Clayton Kershaw or Hyunjin Ryu or Walker Buehler, but it's not a one-on-one game. It's 4 guys against that one guy. You can do anything you want. So I've loved seeing this. And look, Aaron Boone took a lot of heat for his management of the Yankee, you know, starters and bullpen. And if this was 5-6 years ago, he wouldn't have heard a thing. We're much more attuned now to using your roster in the best way possible to win in October.
I definitely want to ask you more about both these series, but since you brought up Aaron Boone and the Yankees, just getting into them for a second, you're right. Boone has been criticized for how he managed the bullpen. The biggest issue I saw was sending Luis Severino out there in that game 3 for the start of that 4th inning. I mean, what did you think of the job Boone did, not just in this postseason series against Boston, but the job he did as a first-year manager, you know, leading the Yankees to 100 wins?
Well, again, you know, I don't criticize managers during the season because unless I'm watching them, you know, out by out. So I it would be unfair of me to say anything about Boone. And I watched a lot of Yankee baseball, but I'm just not watching it with that level of scrutiny. In the playoffs, I am, and we all are. So in the playoffs, now it comes to the fore. And he absolutely was not innovative in his usage of his pitchers in that series. And did it cost them the series? Maybe, maybe not. But it definitely put the odds against them. He in particular was a step behind counsel A.J. Hinch, Alex Cora, in keeping a starter out there to absorb 6 runs, and then even the next day to go with C.C. Sabathia and be trailing 3-0 in that game, you know, in a game that your season is ending. He did not manage with urgency and is a step, and the Yankees are usually not like this. They're usually at the forefront of whatever the top teams are doing. The Rays showed the way this year with that you can do anything you want with your pitching. In October, it's obvious that you have to be in full attack mode, and Boone was just not. And it isn't, I'm not pinning it all on him, but it's a big part of why they're done right now.
Totally agree, and plus the fact the Yankees, I think, were 4-for-26 with runners in scoring position, and that's been the talk. Are the Yankees maybe too over-reliant on the home run? Do they have enough guys in that lineup that, hey, 9th inning, you just need a base hit to tie the game, and they were unable to do it? Do you think the Yankees have what it takes the way the game is played nowadays? Do you think their lineup, in its current state, maybe they make some moves here or there, are they too over-reliant on the home run? Do they have enough to take the next step maybe next year?
No, I don't think they're too over-reliant on it. And I think they, you know, it's always better to have lineup diversity, to have guys, to have some contact guys in the middle of your sluggers. But I think everything is exacerbated when Giancarlo Stanton looks lost, right? Like, even Aaron Judge, when he's striking out, he's having good at-bats, he's battling, he'll draw his walks. When Stanton is lost, he's really lost. So I think it's a bad look, even in that 9th inning. Everybody had a good at-bat. You know, Sanchez did, Gleyber Torres, everybody had a good at-bat against Craig Kimbrel, except for Giancarlo Stanton. That's an issue. And the guy was productive during the year. He wasn't great, but there's something that he just did not have in the playoffs. He didn't even have competitive at-bats. So I think that makes it look worse than it really is.
Talking with Brian Kenny of the MLB Network. Make sure you, of course, check out Brian Kenny each and every night. MLB Tonight, their coverage will air live before and after the LCS and, of course, the World Series. Looking at the American League Championship Series, I mean, you said it at the top of this, Brian. You have one team that won 108 games in the regular season. The other teams are the defending champs. They won 103 games. What stands out to you about this matchup? Where do the Red Sox try and take advantage against an Astros team that's coming in playing as well as anyone?
Well, the difference is really the bullpen. I mean, the Astros had on their last division series like roster. They had to cut basically three guys that, you know, in their bullpen that would have been big factors in the Red Sox bullpen. You know, so they have an excess of excellent pitchers. The Red Sox do not have that. They have Chris Sale, who is not going to give you the length that you thought he would, you know, toward the middle of the season. You know, he's coming back from injury. He still is quite good, but he's just not going to give you the length. And David Price is, you know, you're rolling the dice. I actually think they should use him out of the bullpen. I know they don't want to. That's like waving the surrender flag. But I think that would give them the best chance to win. And then offensively, look, they're great. I mean, but they're facing a great team. So you have two offenses that kind of cancel each other out. If you wanted to say advantage Red Sox, fine. They're monstrous. But they're athletic. But the pitching versatility over a seven-game series, the advantage goes to the Astros.
No question about that. And you mentioned David Price. What do you think it is with him? Is it just as simple he can't handle the pressure of pitching in the postseason? Because you're right, you look at his numbers when he does pitch out of the bullpen in the postseason, and he's actually a very effective pitcher.
This is something that, like, I've fought for the last, like, you know, three decades. You know, the old school baseball guys saying some guys are big game pitchers and other guys aren't, and this guy can't handle it, and this guy has, you know, nerves of steel. And it's like, oh, please, they're all major league players. Is there some choking? Yeah, I guess so, but it's largely, you know, inflated. There's a few guys who can't pitch the ninth inning, even though they can pitch the seventh and the eighth. There's a few, but by and large, it's exaggerated. But here's an example where it's not exaggerated. It's actually happening. As I've said with him or Clayton Kershaw, it's not a thing until it's a thing. But when your ERA is in the postseason is double your regular season ERA, you do have to wonder, like, past a couple of games. And I think we're at that point. So I think there, you know, I understand the Red Sox saying, no, let's go to a Game 2 start in Fenway. Let's be positive. Let's be optimistic. He might just go out there and deal, and then everything will be great. But at a certain point, and they reached there quickly last year when he was hurt, you do need to think, what's the best way to win? Even though we're paying the guy a ton, it's best to use him for 2 1/3, you know, twice in this, you know, in this little homestand, rather than, you know, try to get 6 good innings out of him. And I think that's, I know they're not, they don't think they're there yet. We're going to find out if David Price is actually there.
Spending a few minutes here with Brian Kenny. And Brian, before I let you go, Alex Cora versus AJ Hinch. They know each other well, obviously. Who's the better manager? Who do you think has the leg up in that department?
I don't know. I mean, I would go Hinch. I mean, it's not an indictment on Cora, who's doing it for the first time, first year. I think the experience, you know, which does matter, goes to Hinch, and he's used to utilizing his information at that high level on a regular basis. So it's not like, well, one guy doesn't know what he's doing and he's going to be, you know, bunting runners over in the first inning. It's not like that anymore. But if you're asking me who actually would I go with, you know, A.J. Hinch, with the experience, with his ability to utilize information and give his players the best chance to succeed, you'd have to go to a guy who's been doing it now at the highest level for the last few years.
That's Brian Kenny of the MLB Network. Of course, you can watch him host MLB Now, plus Brian will be part of MLB Network's MLB Tonight coverage, which will air live before and after every LCS game, which starts tonight, and every World Series game. Brian, huge fan of your work. Appreciate you making some time, and good luck with all the coverage coming up.
All right. Thank you, man. Enjoy the playoffs. Good talking to you.
That's Brian Kenny, and of course, our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125 and get 125% of your initial deposit today. Get all the plays and the inside line at BetDSI.com.